says, 닌데 타완예 주네 바기 기고 마제 나 딜레 류바 샤메 딜레 딜레 폼바 샤메 도스 어데 어데 that means 닌데 타완예 주네 바기 기고 마제 나 means 데 if 거 닌데 타와 means 데 such like this kind of leisure and fortunate life like this when obtained. We obtained and great leisure and fortunate life. When after I obtained such an opportunity like this, but if I don't do Gewa, Komba Majena means Gewa means all kind of meritorious virtues, practice. If you don't do that, if I don't do this, then that is very, very shameful. Dile Luba Shemete, Dile Pomba Shemetos. There is no Luba means deceiving. There is no deceiving to myself. There is no other deceiving than this, greater deceiving. There is no stupidity, greater stupidity than this. That is what Oshantadeva is saying. So therefore we have to always thinking this way. This is the time to not wasting time. And this is the time to do great opportunity, great fortunate, great leisure that we have. Also, therefore, now should be utilized this remainder of this life. If I don't do that is deceiving oneself, and or that is the more stupid things, or that is the Shantadeva saying. So, therefore, try to best our situation, our life, and especially such life, or this even a huge human society. But there is so much society has so much some of them whole lives concentrating negative evil. All killing, stealing, lying, cheating, and for their own selfish purpose, doing all things, doing so much things, mostly. And we have some people have great opportunity to listening holy dharma, direct Buddhist teaching, teachings valuable, precious teachings valuable, teachers are still valuable. All practitioners whom you look those things, admirable things, also valuable. So within that oneself has some kind of special, at least interest if rising this, that is also a fortunate thing. Otherwise will not rise in fortunate as interest at all. Outside completely oneself not interested like that way. This is also very, very fortunate. With that, now thinking, learning, starting this connection with that, now to do as much one can. Or the following life, it doesn't mean following sitting somewhere all the time, sit without doing anything. But we can studying Dharma practice, teaching, listening, and then practice to the verbally or bodily, mentally as much every day, whatever one can do, on a pure side, virtuous side, holy side, and then the negative side, always awareness, then try to avoid as much one can do. That is all we can do. And some of the better ones, of course, they have very, very high level of practice, meditation or something, or great, great, and that is according to an individual. Or that they, therefore, at least we can do on this life is not completely wasted. Or that is also wasting. Life doesn't mean too long or something. We don't see. So therefore, yesterday we were talking the same way. Or that the everyday morning and the impermanent life, thinking that the first movement is motivation. I'm life, I'm precious life again, beginning. So I have wonderful opportunity. How long lasts it? I don't know. Or that kind of thinking that way. So therefore, whatever I do something, at least with that, then you can do all any meditation or whatever you do, starting, learning, or even you go to job, work, or you are doing opportunity to, or helping to others, save something, beneficial to others, servicing to others, at least those kind of, with the attitude, good attitude, and the peaceful, gentle way to on and you do. Or that is the religious, or the purpose of this kind of teaching. Not on this kind of listening, teaching, and how can I utilize this to make money, or make my fame, or go to somewhere, sell whatever I learned to sell to others, then that is no good motivation, or it will not benefit. So therefore, all these things in a very, very special way to do. So now, that's enough. Now our subject is hard one. Now you can, some of you can sleep. Order. Yeah. Order. That today is now we are a subject of Madhyamika the school. We have four schools in after Buddha died. Based on rise, those major four schools are from his teachings. First to wheel of Dharma, the Four Noble Truths, etc. Very, very fundamental, ground level teaching. Very, very, that is based on that. Or many, many schools of, for example, Vaiseshika, Svatantrika, these things happen. And the follower of Hinayana, or practitioners, so-called Hinayana followers, those things happen. And then Mahayana teaching has divided into all the second year he taught Panjana Paramita Sutra, and the last tour to the end, and then Sandinimujjana Sutra, etc. Also, therefore, we taught from Sandinimujjana Sutra, Langavadara Sutra, etc. Shimala Divya Sutra, etc. Many, all these, based on these sutras, sutras which explained mainly don't too much attach to the external thing, to our mind only. Mind is the most dominating thing, so therefore everything mental nature is like that kind of teaching. Also, a lot of Buddhist scriptures taught based on that, yogacharan or Sem Dhamma means, that is the Tibetan word, Sem is mind, Dham is mere, only mind, only system. Or that is the rises, or that kind of also systematically, then later, I am Maitreya, and then Asanga. Now then these great, great explanation, teachings, and books written. Although we have not much time to do Maitreya's five books, and then based on that Asanga wrote then those and then then Bhumis and great great and then books or Asanga wrote, and then mainly Asanga himself great higher realization having of those, but his main text and or the explanation is Yogacara's way or most written. All like that way, and then subsequently many commentaries, sub-commentaries, that kind of system rises, Yogacara system. Whether that is the Dham, and then what they believe is the, all of these, each of them summarize, and then we have the books, the Tibetan short books, also we have summarized those things, and then the main essence of those summary is yesterday, or that yesterday we were talking, or that topic is the fundamental basis in general universal, how they believe, and from within that the spiritual path, base path, on any path, how do they believe, how do they, and then through this practice, the final goal, spiritual goal, and then fruit, all of these three things, mainly all of schools, basically, those three things, yeah. Other that is the Yogacara Sibu, also we talked a little bit. Now, today, we see a little bit the Majjhimika view. That is, the Majjhimikans rises from the second wheel, which is the Buddha taught in the second time, or second actually year, gotta go to mountain, and then Panchana Paramita Sutra, books, main thing is Panchana Paramita Sutra, which explains all the highest viewpoint, Shunyata, ultimate truth, or mostly that is the teaching, and there is a kind of basis of basic foundations lay out already. So they were each of those categories and different categories five aggregates or ayatanas element, 18 vetus, all of this before explained. Now on these, everything on these, no inherent or existing, ultimate existing. And they are all empty. Other that is they showing this kind of the Panchana Paramita Sutra. Other that is from that on rose in the Majjhimika or in the school. Majjhimika school in especially in more developed in from Nagarjuna, or the founder of Nagarjuna who wrote all the mainly concentrating, is the main concentration is what is the Panchana Paramita Sutra explained, Buddha. Or the especially in Shunyata part, emptiness part. And that looks like heart, belief, and also it doesn't looks like doesn't have much meaning or purpose. But the Nagarjuna etc. showing this is the most important realization of Shunyata. Without the realization of Shunyata, there is no emancipation, there is no enlightenment, or all other things are method aside or helping, assistant to remove the obstacles to achieve highest goal. But without that, even the six parameters, charity, sila, and the patience, etc., many taught, compassion, love, etc., But all of them have to be with the basic idea or view, is the emptiness of the object and the goal, base and the object and the goal, everything. Doing, doer, done, and then three, all those. And the past, the present, the future, everything. And all of them, and they have to realize the true nature is not real thing, and automatically or inherently emptiness have to realize. With that, then these all methods have to practice. So therefore, that is emptiness, shunyata, as Panchanaparamita Sutra explained, and then that is not properly understand, and then it's still again, again, great disaster, or how much you effort, how much study, how much practice, and they will not, temporary goals, of course, yes, but the final emancipation or enlightenment may not achieve. Or that is the Nagarjuna himself says, Tong Banyin la Tanyin, Sherab Janam Pung Rachu. Kung Chi Du la Sung Ye Dang, or then, Ringa, or Lokra Du Machines, or that then, what a Rinjitong or something, then Nagarjuna says, Tong Banyin la Tanyin means, if you, or Tawam is the viewpoint or about Shunyata, Nyena means if you have mistaken wrongly to hold Tongba means empty means this way, or wrong way, empty meaning of that not properly understand, view is wrong way if you hold. Then Sharap Chayanam Pungwar Jurus, Pung means disaster, those great wisdom and even how much wisdom, how much practice, how much done, they will be on and not fulfill their goal and on falling into nihilistic pung means sometimes on and shunyata wrongly understand and also nihilistic view. Madhyamika means middle way is free of extreme and the extreme of the two things, nihilistic and permanency. So both of them, three of in the middle, ultimate reality should be realized. So therefore, in order to cut the permanency part and the nihilistic viewpoint, complete total nothingness, that also nihilistic means, Tongba means no, nothing. There is everything like repertoire looks like thinking. That is another way of the nihilistic view. So if you view everything, there is no Buddha, Dharma, there is no samsara, as Heart Sutra says, there is no form, sound, smelling, taste, etc. There is no Four Noble Truths, there is no Buddhahood. So all of this, no. If you literally understand that way, not deeper meaning of that, and then Tongbanyi la Tanyena Sherab Chena Pungwa Jus, and then the Pungwa means disaster with nihilistic view. Once you have this kind of karma and cause and effect relationship and final achievement Buddhahood or a negative way to result of misery, something, all of this, if you no, that means you not going to do anything to talk to them, stopping negative things, to getting positive things, and all, nothing, because there's a view of no, nothing. So that is, that way, if you view, if you remain that is a great disaster. So, Tongbanyin, Tanyin, Sherab Chena, Pungwa Jurus. Example, Nagarjuna says, if you don't know, do means snake, snakes. There are some poison snakes, etc. They are kind of beautiful, nice. So therefore, thinking every snake to try to ask, try to touch or something. Sung means to holding. Sung yena means wrong way to hold. Of course, snakes in nature, especially as a poison snake. Their nature is if they are touched, of course, wrong way, they will bite you, and then you will be killed, right? Misery, suffering. So therefore, kanji du la sung nye dang, that is this. Or that will be great disaster. Or then the same way, zinga lokra duvashin, zinga means some kind of mantra, recitation, some kind of high, some kind of special kind of mantra, which you use sometimes in the world, or the black magical, some kind of or spell or something to recite certain things and do. All those things also, if you do wrong way, and the black magic is, and they will do hurt to others, also finally turn yourself, or like that way. So this kind of, all the disaster will come. So therefore, it is most important to realize, understand about all truth of shunyata, or truth of everything, phenomenal things. Okay, that is the order Nagarjuna says. Okay, so therefore, from this, and then Nagarjuna wrote the six treatises, and then Madhyamika Mula, and then other, all the shastras, different explanation, Madhyamika Mula, 27 chapters, and so much, everything logically explained. MD, why MD, you see? Or then, sometimes he explained he will by, from the point of cause, from the point of result, from the point of doer or doing and done, activated action, haji lesson. Sometimes fire burning, by what burning? What things to burn? What is the nature of burning, etc.? Or then, like this, each chapter has concentrated da-gagpa, step, egoticity, viewpoint, and then what is the step, etc., those things. Or then, all kind of being important subjects. Or then, they are not automatically exist. They are not inherently existence. Yeah? Then later, tenji-tagpa means dependent. How things are then not existent, they are not total non-existent, then what? And then they are existing dependently, also dependent nature, or relative nature, dependent nature. That is also all the Nagarjuna explained. This how to, without contradicting, or no inherent existence yet exist. By only purely dependently, relatively, these two things has to know. Yeah? Or these things in not knowing to relatively existing instead of that, exist automatically, inherently, that way, permanency, wrong view. Or when you try to reject all that kind of automatic existence, inherent existence, that means nothingness, to become like rabbit hole, that is another extreme, also a nihilistic view. So therefore, one has to, or between their middle way, to everything exist as middle way, or so therefore, properly should be understand emptiness. Although we have permanence always, little or less nihilistic view, everything when you see, hear, or touch, etc., food, taste, and everything, beautiful, whatever thing, or ugliness, etc., real thing, as we believe, as real enemy, as real beauty, as real taste. Also, thinking that way, my house is the best, beautiful, better than anybody else, or myself also like that. So positive things inherently, automatically holding, this is the most powerful permanency. So therefore Buddha taught mainly emptiness means opposite way to think like that way. So that order that is the taktek tanyi dang tewa means too free of two extremes. Order that is the talking. So now then there's two extremes, three of two extremes, madhyamika means that is the middle way or whatever that is, or that is saying, or that path, especially in it, or the later path system is the most important. Yoga is meditation practice is the central, or meditation is this one. Also, so therefore, on this system, based on a certain kind of the school, the Nagarjuna explained, after Nagarjuna's words, text, all the verses, of course they are very hard again. And then again, explanation, commentaries, different commentaries, sub-commentaries written by Indians, also therefore direct, desirable, and commentator. And then, or then, Khansa, Baba Viveka, etc., Arya Deva, and Baba Viveka, and then, or the Shantarashita, etc., and then later Chandrakirti, those it wrote a huge commentary, and then based on that some view or something. So therefore, that is the division of Rangyupa and the Tengyupa, Madhyamika, two schools comes, Rangyu, means, autonomous school or something like that. Tengyupa means mere, Pasangika is the mere, consequential school, or anyway, in English, like that way. That doesn't mean what is that means, or you may hard to know. So now, if you read all those things, okay, first one is the, Nagarjuna and his direct disciple Arya Deva Hijapa means all 400 stanzas Madhyamika written, both of them. So both of them in great respect both every followers Madhyamikans. So they were Shunchimu means great Madhyamikan or the teacher or scholar. Then subsequently commentary when it comes and then little bit history talking about Baba Viveka, and then Baba Viveka is the great commentator, again, Shirabdrama, etc. Big commentary is written, and his understanding, and then, or the right after the Buddha Nagarjuna who wrote, or then a commentary called Buddha Palita, or Sangye Jang, or Buddha Palita, he wrote commentary Buddha Palita. Or Buddha Palita's view is then, or good, more Pasangika's way written. So therefore, he used all the Nagarjuna's verses, etc., and the reductions, making is the, instead of this should be this, because this, instead of that, if that case, if this wrong way and this, then this would be this, consequence. Negative way of negation or negative way, if you wrong way to hold this and what is false, and if that case then this would be tangible means consequential means most of this way written. Or then later Baba Viveka, another one, or saying, or he didn't understand Nagarjuna's idea very well. Or he wrote everything consequential. Should be Rangyu misses. There is some proof, positive proof or something. Logically positive proving you should have. So therefore, Buddha Palita wrote all consequential. Consequential always doing all that is wrong. All that way, some special proving, logical proof. That logical proof is it, special kind of the other three aspects you have. Those subjects, those things are inherently exist. logical proof also prove itself is exist inherently. On and they were saying. So therefore this system truly existence or inherent existence is a little differently. Exist inherently or characteristically exist is a little different. Truly exist, automatically exist. That is it they don't believe, or Baba Viveka don't believe. So therefore, since Baba Viveka and then rejection of Buddha Palita to this way, to proving some autonomous system means like that, autonomous means something prove, that proof has, prove themselves, reason and the subject and the predicate and the reason, reason itself, real something, kind of able to prove on a predicate on the subject. That also something which inherently exists, characteristically exists. If they are not characteristically existent or inherent not exist, then they are nothingness. So therefore, should be in or like that way. Although Nagarjuna rejecting is the ultimate truth, ultimately existing, not there, that is the his view. Although that is, this Baba Viveka is a great and Majamikan follower, is it all like that way. Whether that is the his followers or some other Majamikans follower or like those things happen, Rangjuba means Rangjuba, Tibetan word Rangju. Rangju means self how do you say? Self reasoning or something. Anyway, English word autonomous or then system. What's the autonomous? Autonomous. Oh, okay, autonomous. Autonomous or autonomous? Autonomous. Okay, autonomous is the system. What does that mean? Independent. Independent is some kind of reasoning. Not merely, if this case, if so, everything is permanent, then it would be all the time such and such, etc. There are logical other kind of consequences, but those are the only rejection of consequence. But after that, something to prove positively, this should be this, because this, that kind of logical reason, true reason should be autonomous reason should have. That is Baba Viveka saying. Okay. Alright, that kind of, that happened like that way. Although that is the his follower, there are many, many other, Svatantrika, Majjhimika, or, that's, these Majjhimikans are more close, a little bit lower school, Svatantrika, etc. The everything truly existent. Not only the everything real, or autonomously exist. Inherently exist, they believe. So little more connection with that Majjhimikan, but a little bit touch of the wrong view like that way. Although that is in a later, great Chandrakirti, who wrote his own comment or root text, Majjhimika Avatara, and he wrote first, Chiksal means the, killer word, which is written commentary on Nagarjuna's book, or then a big commentary wrote. So these commentaries and things and purely, clearly, or rejection of Baba Viveka's viewpoint. He rejects the true existence, ultimate existence, but he still keeps all any inherent existence or autonomous, all in the system, etc. Everything characteristically exists, inherently exists. That he didn't reject. But that is Nagarjuna's view is wrong. Although this person, Chandrakirti called, or Chandrakirti rejects. That is a huge rejection also there. So anyway, that is Pasangika, means it should be purely, or consequential system. Consequences, then you don't need, you are proving some kind of logical special proof. That is based on something inherently existence, believing. That is to rely on that. Consequence, in that case, this would be, these consequential rejections also, they can refute others' wrong view, and that is the job of that. You don't need something autonomous or inherent something proof. That is, you don't need, okay? So therefore, Pasangika's view is much, much subtle, much, much, the harder, but the much, much looser. This consequential system occurs later, of course, in Tibet also, we all follow Majjhimikas, these two Majjhimikas. One is the Svat on the autonomous system, one is the consequential system. And then following highest the system or school is the consequential system. That is following that. That is the Chandrakirti wrote great commentary and his own text, the Majjhimika Avatara, his verse, we have those things. And his auto commentary also, his own book has also auto commentary, etc. Chandrakirti is the great writer. Also, therefore, for example, in Tibet, Adisha, great famous in the master came to Tibet. Also, he also, most Lamrim Chemo, Lamrims are first rude texts written by Adisha and to the all the Tibetans and followers. The Adisha also, he is advice also, what is the viewpoint, main viewpoint about Shunyata, etc. Somebody asked Adisha also saying, his own was saying is the Ludv Loma Dadai, Telechunga Mangavi, or Tobanin Shaber Jews, or the Dawatapa Chandrakirti is the, or more in the mainly so, or follower of desire, main disciple of the Chandra or the Nagarjuna. So Telechiba Mangam is Manga, or special kind of instruction of about Shunyata from Nagarjuna, Buddha Balita, then to Chandrakirti himself come. He clearly explained everything. What is rejectable, what is provable, everything done. So from that, if you start from that, then you will understand Shunyata properly. Telajiva Manga Tongbanyin Shiva Jurus. Other Atisha also saying like that way. So therefore, Majjhimika, or the name following these days, following the highest ones according to Pasangika system. Four schools, although four schools, and then from ranking from bottom to all the way, Pasangika up there. But that doesn't mean viewpoint contradict each other, but doesn't mean all of these are abandoned, rejected, or like that way, should not do. Because each of them important, first one step to the next. That will stepping to the four eyes. Each step, on the stairs, you can't get up there immediately. First down, step number one, then you have step by step. That helps assistant to next step. So like that way, one should be or understand that way. That is the saying. So therefore, now today we will talk a little bit about this is a story, historical, but the very, very rapid story. Now the meaning is the divination, divisions, and etymology, etc. All of these explained, I don't want to draw those. Now, each of them, real, actually, what they meaning and then that is the same thing. Again, have to go the art, how they view any fundamental basis, everything, universal, everything, how they believe in general. And then within that spiritual path, system, how this path, and how they believe they find a truth, or truth as a result, or fruit. That is, we will rumble a little bit, some of them talk. Yeah? Now, when you talk, you see, I don't want to separately first talk, oh, Subhatanarika Majamika a long time, then Pasangika, each of them, when you have time to or study, first those way. But today, I will both together, some differences, what is the Pasangika and Subhatanarika. Subhatanarika Majamika, okay? All the Majamika, the one is the, all the autonomous the system and consequential. Those, what the different views. Now, first one thing is the easier is the, the autonomous school, they will, they say, no true existence, automatic existence, no, that is, no means like that. But they want to something inherently existence. Then the Tibetan, Rangshinji Tuba, Ranglun Tuba, Rangsenyi Tuba means a character, their own characteristically existence. Something like that they want to hold. So therefore, everything, whatever exists, except the all repertoire and so non-existence, then you can't say. Anything whatever knowable, anything whatever exists, whether produced or non-produced, everything whatever exists must be exist or inherently, must exist or then characteristically. That is the system. Or that is the autonomous system. And then the Pasangika, other side, there is no differences. Everything automatically not exist, truly not exist, inherently not exist, characteristically not exist. There are so many words, all of these are same thing. Or nothing which is truly or inherently existence. Okay, that is what they said. Yeah, that is a huge difference, right? Yeah. Okay, all right. So then, with that, then, let we say, for example, maybe here you need something little bit. Why? And then these differences, for example, a subtle way you're talking about. For example, they will always on talking. Final goal is emancipation. Emancipation, in order to get emancipation, of course there are, this is the ignorance or egotistic view, or on holding, grasping on sap, and the phenomena things as they are, or in the real, or inherently. Pasangika would say, sap is not exist inherently, and the same way other any phenomena are, there is nothing inherently existence. Okay? But the other ones, then, inherently existence, now sap, for example, sap, let's say we have talked a little bit sap. Sap is I, me, and we have, everybody has I, me first. Oh, I want to enjoy, I want to have some name, I want to pleasure, and I have to get something. We have I, me, or we have the, all these in egotistic view, sap. So I want to this and this, and when you somebody reject you, you are no more good or something, you are bad or ugly or something, whatever you say, you get completely hatred, Or how could they say me? I am the great, I am the innocent, I am the gentle and most acceptable, attractable, respectable, honorable. Anybody don't do that, don't think that, that they are fool. I'm not sure everybody think that way. I do sometimes. So therefore, anyway, I means, what is the I? Now, philosophically doing these mathematics, what is the essence of I? Where is I at the surrounding? Looking everywhere. Or then, let's say, Pasangika's way of saying is, when you looking everywhere, I, what is the, when I am such, and somebody says, you are stupid, dumb, and you have deeply on and hurt, I am not there. What is that object of that thought? I. Where is that I? Is that I is the head, or this body, or mind, or where is that essential I? Actually, okay, that is the mainly things. There is no real them inherently, anywhere you look, for example, here I will say, I am Zopa, or then, where is Zopa? Or then, am I, Zopa, is the, my head? No, actually not. Head also difficult to find. There's noses, hairs, brains, head itself also disappear. Okay, then down there, bottom there, stomach area, look there, is stomach? No, stomach is very bad. Stomach is dirty things there. All there, then, between there, heart. No, heart is blood circling, and at the server, holes there, little things. That's not me. Yeah, then little further, your bones. Well, bones, bones, not me. And then inside bones, there's marrow. Is that marrow? No. Where is the man? Then where am I? Who am I? Now you have to think that way. Real, what I usually thinking, and I, me, is something wonderful, and most respectable, most cherishable one. Where is that I? Right? Or then when you look, that is everywhere. No single, from top to bottom to the feet, from outer side to inside, wherever each single look, this is not I, this is not I, this is not I means. Where is that? All and all put together, combination? Combination cannot be. Yeah? Right? Also, so therefore, combination, that corpse has all these combinations. All of a sudden. So anyway, so that way, inherently, I is not there, so I is exist. Nizopa exist. Exist how? Merely relative way, dependently, where the body and the senses and the consciousness and many things together, you can softly wrong thought or by thought or namely, this is the Zopa. Or same way anybody will say, this is the John, this is the Peter, or this is the such and such, lady such and such, etc. You can call them roughly, don't examine. Without that, you can think like that way. Although that is the phenomenally, relatively, nominally, namely exist, not ultimately, inherently by their own nature, but namely exist. Name is on the top of that to put. That is the example is the that's yesterday lady on asked me, so what is the about shunyata, yeah? You said there. Although that is the mainly explaining like this way. So therefore this is the Buddha's example is the Buddha first try to explain that is the outside self and the phenomena or outside he tells on this day, those days there is no car, so therefore these days chariot, beautiful chariot, kings, knights, etc., chariot. So chariot is the Buddha's example. When you think of chariot, great, great, special thing, where is chariot? Now chariot also, when you think reality of real, the chariotness or something, real chariot, there is no inherent chariot. There is a lot of wheels, on the real area and then little house or building and doors and ceiling and all of these things, particles, so many particles put together, we certain kind of, with the shape and with a certain kind of things together, and then we just softly, that is chariot. If you, without examination, ultimate analysis, without ultimate analysis, you can find conventionally, you can find chariot, you can find yourself, you can find other things. If you do, behind that real something, reverent object, when I call chariot, or me, or house, etc., if you go reverent object, actually inherently something existence, you find, try to find, you can't find, you find emptiness. Right? There's nothing there. That doesn't mean no chariot, doesn't mean there's no zoba, not. I wouldn't be happy if there's no zoba. I want to have no zoba exist. How? Then I don't want to examine. If I examine, I will find maybe emptiness, fortunately. Okay, that's joking. Okay. Although that is the Pasangika, the view is nothing. Now, outside, you the house, phenomena, nothing, object, mountains, rivers, etc., trees, etc. And then the name just given, just thought to appear certain things, many, many combinations together, name given, that is this house, also temple, is a beautiful temple, nice, wonderful. We have attachment of temple or something like this, wonderful thing. What is the temple-ness or that kind of inherent temple? And you looking there, what is the ceiling or floor or door or everywhere? And then look, there is no real inherent or temple not exist. Or that is the tanya tak means tanya tak ba tak sa chena nyepa nyepa. These two things, tanya tak means tanya means terminology. Da means each has terminology, name, tree or house or person, or each has special name. And with that thought, also word name. That name, naming object, as named, what is the, in reality, they are looking, da term, you see. Or then imputed it, and namely that meaning and what is the inherent meaning there. There is a search, investigate what is there, what is the revealing on the top or bottom or inside, out, wherever the particle, there are so many particles, atoms, so many things, further divided, nothing you find. So, at that time, Nipa, not found. That is Pasanga's view. Not everything empty of inherent existence, because there are Tanyatara, Taktutara, and Niba. How to say in English? I'm not sure. You can say those things. Okay? When you Tanya means terminology, Tak means imputed terminology, as meaning of reality on a search on the object, and inherently there is something foundable, then is it Nyepa. And that is not Miniba, is it non-inherent existence. Now, Subhatandarika Machyamika, then below down Yogacara, Bhavyashika, Satyantika, non-Buddhist, everybody, schools and every, all schools will believe is something, when your terminology, when it or given, there should be something foundable. Something foundable. Okay. So therefore, well, in it for Subhatandarika Madhyamika also views person. Or in the Yoga Channel's view yesterday with Alaya Vijunyana. When a person is searching further and further, what is the essence of that? Something should be found. Otherwise, the stone and the person has no differences, right? This person has something to finding out as name given on that foundation. Sometimes person, real person, is you can find inherent person. Oh yeah, Yogacara will say Alaya Vijñāna is a person who traveling from past in the future life and through life also. That is the actual real inherent one, that one. Or the other one is they not say Alaya Vijñāna, but Yiki Namshi means some mental, subtle mental consciousness, which is at the time of birth also in joining, and when at the time of death also rest of the breathing and the senses and the gun, everything, still there are subtle mind which is continue carrying the karmic seeds, etc., and then take rebirth, etc. There is some kind of continuation of the subtle mental mind, that is yiki namshi. Tenshi means as example of the person, or like that way. And then the lower school, Bhavashika and Satyantika, some of them like Sata Kanjuni, some of them continuation of five aggregates. So some Bhavashika, etc., some of those. So therefore, anyway, they have, when you looking standard, school, examining, what is that, what is the, when you this kind of text of scripture, and they have some view of something like this way. Usually, normal, ordinary people, you don't examine. Just that, well, this house, this river, this mountain, without examining how, what is the revealing object of the mountain, etc., you don't. It has, or pasangika is a consequential, is a more following. One way, most the similarity of jigdenji tanya, ngani jigdenji tanya kelin, jigden is on ordinary, worldly, common sense. Those things, conventionally, relative way, accept. So therefore, everything accepting is ordinary, relative, conventional, worldly, without examination, without tanya tara takun means the investigation to meaning, which is essential, inherently existing, searching. Then after searching, then findable is the exist. That's way of not worldly common sense. Common sense is just a conventional way of accepting. Or that is Pasangika's view. So therefore, Subhatandarika Madhyamika wants to everything, table or house or cups, each of them something foundable, self and the phenomena, and therefore inherent existence. or characteristically existence, but they are not ultimately truly exist. True means as they appear absolutely everything. That is in the reject. Whether that is the difference is, okay, that is it. Now I can say that much. That's more than that I can't say. If you have more subtle, then you have asked to Buddha, okay? Okay, that is the, what it is, what the difference is, so therefore, everything, this system, every whatever exists, exists means knowable object. Every knowable object are nothing inherently existence. Even the flower saying the flower is just imputed. What is the real flower? If you're looking what is the relevant object of flower, then you can't find there are so many petals and whatever these subtle things, I don't know their name, and then there are a lot of particles and atoms, and it's difficult to, anything you can't find is essential. Or in the flower, or the table, also same thing, legs and the tops and the, all these things, all together we softly, softly, this is a table, or say. So therefore, conventionally, imputed way. Therefore, everything, imputed nature. Two truths explaining the two truths is the ultimate truth is the empty. Other than everything is the imputedly exist. Phenomenally exist. Relatively exist. Yeah, dependently, everything dependent on other cause and condition or part and whole, that is all of these, without depending, anything not exist. For example, Vaveshika, yesterday you know, remember someone, he is ultimate, real, true, inherent existence, that means atom, partless atom they accept, right? All this system is our partless atom also not exist. There is no partless atom, nothing. Yeah? Okay, now realize. Okay. So therefore some people that is not comfortable. There should be something found in. Otherwise what is the me and the dog? What's the difference is? I have something like different something. Oh, they are different in the combination part, way of in the softly naming, softly thinking. Name and thought is similarity. Name and thought also ordinary conventional thought is just not necessary to automatically everything goes reality. It's just the name and this, this, and that, and this, and then you can follow in the thought also. So name and thought. Name and thought is more relative sense like that way. So therefore, tokpe tabasam means the just a mere imputation by thought. Everything is mere imputation or by thought. Tatok tabasam means da, means jujijita, means word, also name, that also mere imputation of things by words imputed, okay, namely. But the namely existing and ultimate existing completely far, therefore nothing ultimate existence. That is the Pasangika view. Or some of them mostly stopped, but the, some little tiny something still inherent existence. That's the Majjhimika or the other Majjhimika's view. Okay. Yogacara also, you remember earlier, Yogacara, they have Buddha, the scapula way, and Yogacara's way, and this the view is also Buddha himself taught. They are, for example, people have uncomfortable to everything is not truly exist, like Panchanaparamita Sutra saying, is not comfortable. So therefore, all the object and the subject, two things, divisions, what our sense is up here, everything real from the objectively, they own truly externally exist. Or that kind of thing, first to try to stop, there's no external object, independent external object. They are all mind by made by mind, mentally, these in that division, everything is mental nature manifested to as appear an object. That, how can that possible? Oh yeah, that is possible, like dream, for example, dream state, and then there's a house, and the good, and the bad, etc., fearful, all those things, then objectively not necessarily, so therefore, like that way. Similar, like, then Buddha's emptiness showing this illusory nature, many echoes, or magical elephant, or all these kind of various kind of mirage, or reflection in or reflections in the mirror, reflection of moon in the clear water. So therefore, up there you look, and down there look. This looks like same, but is there down there the real moon? No. What are similar like that? Right? We have certain kind of, or the conventional reality. Whether that is the Pasangika's view. So therefore, when we say, when yogis understand shunyata, emptiness or everything, all inherently not exist. Therefore, self also, I, me also, usually attach so much hatred to others, attachment, so they will egotistic view holds the gust or gut. What is the English word gust?
Grasping
and gust or something. Anyway, there is something real, real some person and you hold here that you don't want to release that one. So that one, and that is when you looking that is completely failed. Is nothing such thing. That holding firmly is the ignorance. That is our problem. Our problem, enemy is this. The real enemy is this. This way, and your attachment rise to oneself, hatred to others, jealousy, etc. All of this coming from this. If you don't have this, and lose, and then attachment, hatred, jealousy, usually what we have firmly, that will be first loosening, or weaker and weaker and weaker, finally completely removed. No attachment, no hatred, no jealousy, etc., no mental delusions, completely removed. So therefore, good thing is those things removable. Those things are not automatically. So attachment, hatred, delusions are everything removable. If we have properly to take effort, all this cleared away, the mental nature and the mind will be finally omniscient, pure, complete, and Buddha's nature. Everybody has, because everybody's how much dirty doesn't matter. How they are pure, how we are dirty. Dirty means dirt. Dirty mind is not automat. Nature of mind, simply Rengshim, the nature of mind is Ursawa. Ursawa means the killer light. Killer light. I'm joking. This today I'm joking. Say killer.
Killer light.
Killer.
We compliment things by saying they are killer.
Killer, okay. They are killer light. anyway, killer or killer light or something. You have to that one. The nature of mind is the killer. Clear. light. Oh, that is light. Because naturally, not exist inherently, empty also. Therefore, clear light is empty. So the all these are stops are temporary thing, nature. First, clear light. Then, why I have so much problem, ignorance, attachment, hate, all these all obstacles, tima. Tima means stain. Why is this? Tima nan lubruvas. All the Buddha is saying, tima nan lubruvas. All these stains are lubruvas. Lubruvas means temporary. Okay, temporary. They are not firmly established, stable. They have lubruva temporary. Why? They can removed by other wisdom. And then you can remove apple. Get rid of apple. Anything get rid of apple is then lubruva. If it is then permanent, absolute, then you can't do anything. Right? And you can do all of these, so therefore, when humans and sentient beings, some much, much heavier, some are little lighter, some are more lighter, and with humans are much, much better in many, many ways, especially the mind, the light, the mind comes much, much more than any animals, etc. Alright? So therefore, timanam lubruva, that is have to know. Therefore, Buddhahood, freedom of all the delusions is possible, not impossible. Enlightenment is possible, not impossible. We have also source or basis of enlightenment, also or potentials of that kind of enlightenment we have, because our mind is clear. That means our mind is empty of inherently exist. Like now, looks like inherently all stops, they are never go away. Not like that. How much thick in the sky, like you know, yesterday and today, the sky is filled with the cloud, the rain, etc. Looks like never go away. But it is temporary. Why temporary? Because they have antidote, chasing away by wind, etc. Many, many other elements chase away. Finally, sometimes, no cloud. What happened? Where do you go? Well, we have that. You can possibly see. Same way, our dirty mind, thick or cloudy, and all these things, just temporary. But has to, or temporary, because this has, antidote exist. How these antidotes, how they chase, now you have to understand logical reason, scriptural reason of emptiness. That if you don't understand, impossible, then you can nowhere to understanding. If that is the basic fundamental emptiness inherent, Buddha's mind and our mind same equal from the point of empty, inherently not exist. Buddha's mind also in pureness, not automatically. If it's automatically, then he doesn't need it many, many eons of the practice. He already from the very beginning, he is Buddha. No. He has to do all clearing way, purifying way, accumulating merits, negative things, eons, eons, Bodhisattva practice, then he got this purification. Same way, we have same kind of ability or potential. Therefore, Ringi Bhavan, Chabatan, Buddha Madhya, Rik, that kind of lineage, or chap means everybody has, even hell beings, even little animals, everybody has this potential. But right now, for the temporary sense of the humans and animals, etc., little insects, etc., There are huge differences, but that is not ultimate differences. Okay, those things, if you understand properly, and then you, or then whatever you're trying to do, the spiritual goal, and how hard, how difficult it is, yet understanding that way to do, and that is the most important. Yeah? Mm. So, therefore, the path, the fundamental base is the belief in two truths, conventional truth. Now you understand, then everything has, the ultimate truth, conventional truth, the nguyenyi, ngonyi, zimbal juice, chutamde, all dharmas, two things, nature. All this covers conventional truth is this, what you see, color, shape, and all these phenomena visible. But they are not ultimate sense, inherently empty. That emptiness is true nature. So therefore, these two truths means conventional truth, ultimate truth. Me and everybody, everything has two truths from the very beginning. But the conventional relatives are cause and conditions relatives. In emptiness of in this permanent, never change. I am empty inherently exist, right? Empty of inherent existence. That is something logically deed or devil, I am not inherently exist, then empty, but later made empty. No. By cause or condition, or when I am here empty, over there I was inherent exist. Not like that. All the time, everywhere, empty, never change. Okay? Well, that's empty is the emptiness of inherent existence, never change, and they don't have momentariness, movement by changing phenomenal things. You have the ultimate reality, nature, emptiness has no that kind of change. So therefore, also that is called permanent. Okay, so therefore we have Rig means lineage or Buddhahood, two lineages. One is a phenomenal lineage, is we have to become cause of Buddhahood, is knowledge, and merits, and virtues, and practice and meditation, etc., practice of charity, etc., so many to bring their method aside. This, whatever you develop, turbines, starting, investigation, and meditation, and doing marriages, those are also one lineage. With that, we have natural lineage, is inherently empty of our mind and everything, empty. That is also nature. That is when a Buddhahood you achieve, that is called Subhababhaka, bodies. The Buddhahood have three bodies, or bodies, maybe sometimes poor bodies, perfection, or physical body, okay, mental body, and something else, also this kind of the emptiness, and also cessation. Cessation is cease everything, all delusions, obstacles, suffering, etc., all of this permanently cease. When you permanently cease, means some stoppation, stopped everything, no more coming. That cessation itself also, once you establish this cessation, that never change. Never return, always ceasing. All like cessation also permanent. Emptiness also permanent. So therefore, something which are knowable things, some are impermanent, some things permanent. That you should know also, right? Not to say everything impermanent. No. That is no good. Okay? Okay. Then what else? Let's see. I don't want to too many distinctions, too many things there are, in the Madhyamika and all four schools, there are many, much more explanation, difference, distinction, etc., divisions, all those things, you can slowly learn. But the most important, essential, what the goal, or what the objective goal, to first what you're looking for freedom, emancipation, permanent peace, enjoyment, that is up there. And to lead there, what makes to obtain that is the, on any kind of practice, meditation, etc., taught is not known worldly, commonly, those spiritual beings, especially highest perfect being, taught how they got there, what on the way to everything, what exactly what should be done. That is Buddha's taught, teaching like that way. So therefore, that has to follow. Whether that is or the path like that way. So that is the one. You know what else now? And then there are a lot of differences, Pasangika and the lower school, Majamika, etc. have many, many different, from the point of object side, things, they have different things. And then path system, not path system, object to path, main object to path, Shunyata, that is differences there. And also, an obstacle, what you remove. Yesterday we talked, remove is delusions, obstacle, attachment, egotism, etc., all these mental delusions. And there's something much, much subtle that they left, mental delusions left to subtle stain which uninvisible and very, very subtle kind of potentials left. Predisposition, those are the knowledge obstacles. In this system, knowledge obstacles, those are knowledge obstacles. And also knowledge obstacles which are these thoughts, true existence or egoticity or attachment, they when they rise, they deposit a potential in our senses and mind. So therefore, everything when you see the automatically real way to appear, dual nature, or appearance, or truly existing kind of things appearing. That also, or the Yinang, Yinang means dual appearance, something real things, what we always you see, this is the influence of these things. So therefore, even this is a little difficult, even arahants or bodhisattva, until you obtain enlightenment, you have still mistaking appearance to our senses, mistaking appearance. That also knowledge obstacle, source of that, and tuvenava appearing in the wrong way. Even the arahants said tuvenava, Buddhisattvas have tuvenava. Tuvenava means a mistaken appearance will never go under Buddhahood, to achieve Buddhahood. Some Buddhisattva, on the other hand, so Buddhisattvas, only when they meditating, only Shunyata, rest of mind, level out, not rising, only meditation on Shunyata, clearly seeing Shunyata, and this mind do not have a mistaken appearance, except other conventional thought, everything, even the bodhicitta or compassion, every of those basic understanding is right, but appearing to their nawas, that is still there. So those things, some of the subtles, maybe too much subtle. Yeah? Okay, those as in there. Those things, yeah. So then, maybe there is some space for questions. Yep. Now question.
So the autonomous school says that there is some kind of external physical reality separate from mind?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially Baba Viveka. Baba Viveka do not believe conscious mental nature also. Like Yogacara's way. Baba Viveka, they are, Subhatantra Madhyamika has two things. One is the more followed, like Sutantika, Satantika, like external accepting. One is more Yogacara followers. There's Madhyamika, two Madhyamikans, Subhatantra Madhyamikans. Both of them, one is more close to the Satantika, one is more close to Yogacara. Some aspect, okay? Basic things, they are not truly existent, not except. But some of these kind of except also, external or not. For some external object is true or not, that is the also. Baba Viveka will say, Chirujita exists. Chirujita is external object. Not automatically exists, but the Chirujita, different entity. From mind or senses, it is out there, because that is okay. Even that is Pasangika also say, Chirujita say, dual, yes, dual is the object and the subject. Sometimes object is not nature of my subject, but it's different entity. So that is external object means like that. External object, conventional existence, Pasangika say. Other schools say external objects automatically exist. That is differences. Okay? All right, yeah?
Krishna, the Prasangika, what do they believe goes from life to life? What is it that holds the karmic?
Okay, that is they will not say, for example, a person, that's a good idea. Or the self. Self is the other system, combination of five aggregates, or some say the mental, the subtle mind, or some say alaya vijñāna. Pasangika not believe. That is the kind of merely tāpāṁ, ngātāṁ tāpāṁ is imputed. Some kind of ngātāṁ tāpāṁ, pumbungāṁ is five aggregates. From that, some kind of imputed nature, reality. That is not mind, that is not body, and that is not some kind of flow, like something like that. For example, Mississippi River, when you say, is there in the water, something flow, water or something, there is the first yesterday's river, water, not today, gone. Today's water, tomorrow's gone. This morning's water, not this afternoon, they are all different. But there is some kind of flow of something, something with imputed way, something. It's not each of them, this is a river, this is a river, not you cannot say. It's some kind of imputed nature, so-called river, or that is the conventional river. That is the Pasangika. Same thing, self is like that way. Conventional life to life, from young to old, so there is no real specific something you can't. This body is not a consciousness or something. Each of them specifically you don't believe, but there is something altogether imputed flow. Okay, that is the basis. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly, yeah? What to say?
So she would like to ask for Buddha, what sort of phenomena will Buddha
see?
Yeah, you know, from automatons.
No, no, automatic way, not seeing. The Buddha is seeing everything as empty. Of course, that is emptiness, inherently empty, exactly he sees. That conventionally here there appears these and these, all cause and effect, good and bad, all these see as they are, Buddha. They have no extra kind of confusion or mistaking appearance, but he sees both two truths simultaneously. Simultaneously. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it incorrect to say that if something, an object does not conventionally exist?
What?
Is it incorrect to say that if an object does not conventionally exist, like an elephant in the room?
No.
Then there is inherent, there is emptiness of that object?
No. That emptiness is not real emptiness. There is an elephant here. That is emptiness, or elephant does not exist here at all. That is known by everybody. So therefore, that is not a subtle lack of the elephant. That is the we can see. So therefore, that is not called emptiness. But actually, elephant here, then how this elephant just real, usually thinking, then there you discover that is empty. Okay, then it's a real emptiness.
The reason that I asked,
yeah?
Because I thought that I heard you say that emptiness is permanent.
Permanent, yes. Permanent.
If the object, if the conventional truth of the object is not permanent.
No, no. Here is the elephant, emptiness doesn't mean. Emptiness, elephant is a base. Elephant, actually, conventional elephant is a base. It is empty of inherent existence. That is the poor evil. Anywhere.
Even when the elephant.
Elephant, wherever elephant, doesn't matter. He is empty. So he's not there, no, so therefore, empty. Elephant, empty of inherent existence. Everywhere, anytime, anywhere. Okay?
Even here, in this room.
Even this room is no elephant. Okay? Definitely, here elephant is like rabbit horn. Rabbit horn inherently not exist, is not subtle emptiness. Rabbit horn is not inherently existent. Everybody knows. Rabbit horn not permanently exist, sharply not exist. Rabbit horn is not big or small or beautiful or whatever character put there, nothing. Oh, this everybody knows.
But when the elephant is gone, isn't the emptiness of the elephant gone?
Emptiness or elephant?
The elephant is gone, then the emptiness of the elephant is gone.
Emptiness of elephant is emptiness of elephant is not. So therefore, sometimes permanent doesn't mean everywhere, all the time. For example, space. Space is permanent. Space is not produced by cause. It is a movement by movement, changing nature, or it can be distorted or nothing like that. Okay? But occasionally in the space is imputed, etc. So therefore, when you are filled with that, then space is not there, but when you know space, then that is the emptiness of space. All of a sudden, emptiness of space is the space, nature of space, so they both should be together. But the emptiness of cup also, and the cup itself is the same nature. But the cup has a changing movement by movement. Doesn't mean emptiness change movement by movement. Okay? That helps you know. So therefore permanent, huh?
So you talk about this, can you explain the emptiness? Empty of emptiness.
empty of emptiness. Of course, emptiness, when you say emptiness, is a cup, is the empty of inherent existence. Now that emptiness of a cup, is that also inherently exist? No. Okay? That also, when you look, search, can the cup's emptiness, when you search, you can't find real, oh, here, there is the cup's emptiness, something solid thing. You can't find inherently. So therefore, emptiness of emptiness. Every emptiness also empty. So therefore, nothing inherent existence.
But you just said the emptiness is permanent.
Permanent, yes. Emptiness is permanent. Cups inherent empty of inherent existence, not changed. Permanent means that way, not changed. By cause, by condition, by movement, impermanent is momentariness, right? That emptiness is not momentariness. Our emptiness also not momentariness. Okay?
That's right. Is that permanent, sort of like a 2 plus 2 is 4? That would be permanent.
How now you are talking a lot of mathematical something. 2 plus 2 or something. Even I don't know 2 plus 2. joking. No, what?
Imagine if the mathematical formula would be permanent in the same way that emptiness is permanent.
Mathematical?
Yeah, like just the simple thing, 2 plus 2 is 4. That's not going to change.
Well, an unchanging situation is the same, but they are not the same, maybe. Okay? And some ways in the same doesn't mean all the way same. We are all same as human, but are we same? No. You don't want to be same. Okay? Yeah.
If a tree falls down in a forest, but nobody is around, does the tree make a sound?
Tree is not what? Forest? Tree falls in the forest.
Nobody
is around there. Right, human. Oh, Buddha knows. Yeah. All right. Huh?
The male body is quite an objective reality, but only men and children.
Why not the objective reality?
Yeah, why the sound is not
an
objective reality?
Sound.
Sound of the tree falling.
Sound of tree falling is it?
Nobody's there to hear it. Does it still make a sound?
Oh yeah, that nobody is there. Who is nobody? You cannot say Buddha is not there. Some God is not there. Some Bodhisattva is not there. What we, the humans, ordinary humans, not there, anybody, they will not see. Or there will somebody, maybe animals or insects, maybe they hear. They may be being killed. Joking. Huh? Nobody means, yeah, I think our soul rough. Nobody means, no human is living there. Jungle comes. Jungle doesn't mean nobody there. Right? Okay.
Does it make a sound separate from consciousness of the sound? Is there a sound separate from somebody knowing the sound?
Sound.
Yeah.
Sound is object and the pasangika system, subject and object, different entity, they is exist. That is not omniscience. Omniscience hear, see that sound. But the seeing there, it is the tree falling and the sound, and that's okay. Right? What happened? What happened?
So there's an external reality.
Huh? External, yes. Pasangika view as the yoga channels will not external. Pasangika is external. External and internal is this subject, object. These two are conventionally both exist, okay? You don't deny like yogacara. There's no out there anything, everything mind. That is yogacara's view. But the pasangika view, conventionally external things, inside things, conventional relative is like accepted, okay? Alright, that's good. Okay. Hold on, almost day 12. You must be hungry. Huh? Question. Question.
Yes, Ila, you use, when you talk about the Prajnaparamita Sutra, you use this phrase, the no-nose.
No-nose, yes?
Yeah?
Heart Sutra says,
yeah,
no-nose, no-eyes.
Is that a Tibetan phrase or is that a Geshe La phrase?
Oh, Tibetan prayer. No-nose. No-nose, English. Tibetan say, Mig me, Nawa me, Na me, Che me, Na, Na me, 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 No, 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 right? Mig me, Nawa me, Na me, Che me, Lu me, Yi me, Su me, Da me, Ti me, Ro me, Rekta me, Oh, me, 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 me. That is English say, no, 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 no. Alright. Huh?
Me, me.
Me, me. What a me, me. Right. Me, me. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Alright, thank you. We will stop there. And, it was very, very nice to everybody come here to listen. All stupid Geshe, but what he's talking is something learned from his earlier great monasteries and great teachers, great lamas. Some of them all correctly explained, some of them maybe not explained. But anyway, you will get something from that, and that was a wonderful thing. And also, this kind of separating teachings are in this world everywhere. Pure teachings need. Without pure teaching, people don't understand the ignorance. Then they will have misery, suffering. So teaching will be killer, right? So therefore, I will say Shantadeva says. Dore Dunga Magic Book, I was quoting. Dore Dunga Magic Book means the only one medicine to cure permanently. Dore Dunga Magic Book means Dwa means sentient beings, Dunga means misery. Or to cure that the medicine is only one medicine. What is that? Dore Dunga Magic Book. Magic Book. Dewa Tamjan Dunga Nam is also source of all. Dewa means peace and happiness, everything. So that is the, what is that? Is the Dambas. Damba means teaching. Damba means Buddhist or whatever valuable pure teachings are verbal teaching or from that verbal, then each people have getting understanding, realization, and or proper to getting ignorance slowly. All these things. This that is a Damba, this Damba. Damba is the on Damba. Damba is the most the medicine and to source of power spread, something good things, health, etc. Oh yeah, like that way. That Damba should be not stay in one place. Damba is not in the sky. And to like this way, Damba you have to remain everywhere in the world. And also, if that is spread everywhere, that will be source of peace spread everywhere. And if it stay in one corner a little bit, and then that damba will be remain in one corner, rest of them darkness. So therefore try to get damba to everywhere. So therefore in order to get the damba itself will not travel. So therefore respect to the teaching, teacher, and inviting teacher, and go somewhere, etc. These kind of or the supporting assistant, damba nietang, kutitang, jad using natural cheese and shanda deva dedication. Dambati nyepa means by wealth, kuti means respect, damba nietang kutina jad using natural with the doors, using them is long, long time remain in the world. That means until the samsara end, this should be had to have. So therefore or nyepa wealth also say why wealth? Because if you have nyepa wealth or kuti respect, those two lacks, then you can't build this kind of temple. If you don't have, then the people cannot gather together, or then cannot get the teachers traveling, students cannot be teachers. Also therefore there are some people have support on this, supporting itself also kind of damba. So therefore that way in each other assistant, then damba will be spread and remain in the world. Damba is remain, then as long as damba remains, Buddha said, damba remain. Damba means teacher himself. I don't need to physically remain in this world. As my teaching, as long as remain wherever spread, I am there. Well, that is Buddha says. So therefore, keep that in mind and thank you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Sure. Yeah.